Let's talk about the rhetoric being used in our time. You're familiar with it by now. President Trump actually being asked about this in a town hall on Fox last night.
Could there be a way that we can deliver your message without the controversial rhetoric and efforts to reunite this country during these divisive times?
Well, I have to tell you, I appreciate the question. I think the country is far more united than people think. And ultimately, what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with a virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, you know, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success. But when they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
That is President Trump in the town hall last night. So let's discuss this a little more in depth with our guest, Chris Hulsberger, who is a director of mediation expert, a top trainer with National Conflict Resolution Center. I recently put a piece together for the San Diego Union-Tribune, noting that civility is on life support is a prevalent crisis in our society. He is tweeting at NCRC Online. Chris Hulbert, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning.
Let's split what the president said into two issues. One is, and I think the answer is based on your piece, that you believe it is the case. He says we're more united than ever. There are people, and you hear anecdotes all the time about the Thanksgiving dinner table or the Christmas dinner table or the holiday dinner table, about the fact that people can't sit and have a civil conversation because of politics today. Is there a true degradation of civility in this country, in your estimation?
Well, you know, as you might tell by our name, at the National Conflict Resolution Center, we deal with conflict every day. And our services have been in greater demand than ever before. There appears to be a really rising sense of conflict and animosity and even hostility. The president says we may be successful as a nation economically, but in bringing us together as community, I think there's a strong sense on all sides that we appear to be more separated than we have been before. And what we're trying to do is bring people back together so that we have a greater sense of being together and unified in communities, in families, even in our nation.
Is politics at the heart of it, or is there something else at work? In other words, the president say, if they hit, I hit back. Well, that's really more of a personal approach to conflict. Some people would deal with it differently. They'd be more jujitsu about it. They'd sort of let the other person's weight carry them forward and let it go. But just, is it about the politics of this country, or is it something else at work, do you think?
I think it's something else at work, actually. There's been a growing sense of a different way of communicating, and it's a way that will never lead to problem solving. We find people either escalating conflict or avoiding conflict, right? It escalates and it becomes personal and dehumanizing. It becomes an attack on the person rather than a discussion of the idea. And because of that, many, many people just don't want to engage anymore. We just sort of pull back and isolate. Neither one is effective. Neither strategy is going to lead to the best solutions. So at the National Conflict Resolution Center, what we're teaching and what we're trying to remind people how to do is to come together in a competition of the best ideas, to engage in disagreement, but to do that with respect, to do that more effectively. We don't imagine that we should eliminate conflict. Conflict is full of opportunity. It's where the best ideas come from. We need the competition of good ideas, but we can't get to the best solution if we attack each other or if we avoid each other. So we're going to bring people together and use conflict as a force for change to discover the best solutions.
Chris Hulbert with us, director, mediation expert, and a top trainer with the National Conflict Resolution Center. Historian Shelby Foote said the beauty of America is its ability to compromise, which sort of fell by the wayside during the Civil War, and one of the reasons we had that war. You mentioned that, you know, part of the name of your group, National Conflict Resolution Center, is conflict, so you see more of it. It's also the word resolution is in there. So what are the steps to be taken? What is it that would bring us to a better, more civil conversation?
That's right. You know, part of it is to recognize that everybody has a point of view, and you have a right to your own point of view, but a point of view is simply that. It's a view from a point. And you can cling to it all you want, but we have to listen to what the other people are thinking, ask questions, seek to understand. What's the basis for the other person's opinion? Where are they coming from and why? Can we slow the thing down enough to actually hear what the other person is saying and respect their right to have a competing opinion? Instead, so often we're not really listening. We're just anticipating the next thing I'm going to say because I want to win the argument. So we want to teach people how to have a dialogue. Dialogue means we're talking with each other, not at each other. Dialogue means we're talking with and exploring each other's ideas, not talking about each other. But rather, let's stay focused on the best ideas and see if we can find common ground.
Let me give you, Chris, one example of just give us your overall sense of how something like this might be resolved. We hear quite often a response to a particular attack as, and you've heard the term, whataboutism. Well, if such and such did this and you're doing that, I hardly think you can call on us because you can't call us out for doing this because look what you did. That whataboutism is often the go-to response to political attacks these days. What do we do in a situation like that?
Well, notice how that is an intentional diversion away from the real issue. That's an effort to not talk about the issue, but rather to redirect the issue. So, you know, these things happen in mediation all the time when people come in conflict in a lawsuit or in a family dispute or, you know, between corporations or between individuals. So at the National Conflict Resolution Center, we began as a mediation agency, and we still do that, but we've expanded that quite a bit in order to teach people of all kinds how to have these kind of conversations in conflict. So the mediator would stay very focused on what is the real issue and what are the underlying needs that are not being met. Let's not create distraction. Let's not divert the issue. Let's not get off topic, but rather let's go deeper into actually understanding what are the underlying needs that need to be met. And there are very often ways that each side's needs can be met, even though we disagree about many aspects. So it's a strategy of calming down, listening, being honest about what you really need and what you really care about, and discovering the common solutions together. You know,
I was going to say, I'm almost out of time, but I did want to throw this last question is, what do you do in a situation where the fight is not about winning an argument? It is for some person, some participants in the conflict, it's about having the conflict. In other words, in politics, it's often being seen as the fighter. It has nothing to do with the argument at hand. It has to do with being seen, positioned as somebody who is railing against somebody else.
That's right. So I'll just tell you about something that we launched last year. You know, there was a shooting at a synagogue in Poway in San Diego County last year. We brought together faith leaders from around the nation in response to that. We think it was the first thing like this in the nation. People from Charlottesville, from Charleston, from Pittsburgh, from the Sikh temple in Wisconsin. We brought them to San Diego and said, what do we do? How do we rebuild community even in the face of this hateful violence that is rising around the country? And those faith leaders unanimously said two things. You need to show up. We need to respond as community. Even though people are different, even though they might look different, speak different, pray different, you need to show up as community, and you need to get to know each other. So we brought people together across differences to meet each other and talk to each other and have the experience of getting to know the person that you think is the enemy or is different or is strange. From that experience, there have been transformation in people's lives because you cannot hate the person you know. You cannot dehumanize the person you've sat with and talked to. And so it's that depersonalization that is so toxic right now. And we're bringing people together to have an encounter, to know each other as neighbor. And then you can talk to each other to find solution and not just hate on each other.
Chris Hulbert, thank you for joining us on POTUS.
Thank you, Tim.
Chris Hulbert, the director, mediation expert, top trainer with the National Conflict Resolution Center. I don't think we've solved the incivility problem in this country, but maybe given a better focus on it with Chris's conversation. By the way, the Twitter handle is at NCRC online.